All right, real quick, I'd just like to go through some of the features that are going to be coming out in WordPress 2.9. We don't have a firm release date. I just, in the past hour, released beta 1. So if you're a tester, you can go grab that, and we'll be making a post about that. Thank you. First feature is basic image editing. So now you can not only upload photos, but you can rotate them, you can flip them, you can resize them, and you can crop them. A lot of people have been asking for this. Next is a feature that I wrote, and that's post and image thumbnails. So a lot of themes will are very visual, and they'll have like a title, an excerpt, and a thumbnail next to every post. And almost all of them are using custom fields for this, which is just a really bad interface. Because you're just scrolling down there, you're entering in a key like image thumbnail or image underscore thumbnail, and then you're posting in the URL. So this is a much better interface. You click, you know, set a thumbnail image, choose it from your library or upload a new one, and the theme developers can opt into this. If they say that their theme supports it, that'll show up in the admin. If not, you won't see it. We didn't want to confuse people whose themes didn't support it by, you know, showing them that. All right. And, oh, thank you. It's also very filterable. So plugins can do things like allow you to set a default image for a category. So if you don't manually choose one, it can do it based on the category. Or you could also have a plugin that would set the first image you upload to a post as the thumbnail automatically without you having to, you know, necessarily go back and say, this is the thumbnail. We've implemented trash throughout most of WordPress. So, for example, comments and posts, instead of being deleted instantly, gone forever, they go into a trash bin. Operating systems have had this for a long time. It's sort of silly that we didn't. So the philosophy behind that is, instead of asking people, are you sure, which is sort of patronizing all the time, yes, yes, because most of the time the answer is yes, you are sure, we just offer you the undo functionality. So for developers, this is a pretty big feature. I've been asking for this for probably 4 or 5 years, and Matt keeps saying no. We finally convinced him. So comment metadata, just like you have post meta, custom fields for posts, you can now store additional data with your comments. So this is a developer feature. Some examples are geodata, like you have those little flags that show up next to people. You can ask for additional information, like a Twitter handle, like TechCrunch asks for your Twitter handle. And so I'm looking forward to see what plugin developers do with this. This is probably our favorite feature ever in WordPress. You're absolutely going to love this. Dead simple media embeds. So you go to YouTube. You have you can either hunt down the embed code, painstakingly copy and paste it into WordPress, and it's going to break half the time. It's real clunky when you're, you know, scrolling through. Now all you have to do is grab the URL, paste it in on its own line in WordPress, and it will expand it to the embed. So we've built in support for a number of popular things, YouTube, Google Video, all the ones you'd expect. We also have support for OEmbed, which is an open standard for media providers to define their embeds. So you paste in a URL that WordPress doesn't know about, we'll go ask them, hey, we have this URL on your site. Do you have any embed code for that? And they do. They send it back, and it just works. So we don't actually have to add explicit support for new services that use this API. Plugins can now include their own themes. This is especially important for BuddyPress. BuddyPress comes with its theme framework. But right now, when you install it, you have to actually move it over to the themes directory. So now BuddyPress can just say, hey, I have some more themes in here. You know, add those to the list. And any plugin that that needs to like showcase an advanced implementation of its features with like a sample theme can just include it in the plugin instead of telling you to download it separately. This is another big one. One of the biggest hurdles people quote when not upgrading is fear that their plugins aren't going to work with the new version of WordPress. So we've started gathering data on WordPress.org in the plugin repository, asking you if the plugins you're using are compatible with your current version of WordPress. So we're getting a lot of good data, and now we're going to show that to you when you upgrade WordPress. So you can see down here, I'm about to upgrade WordPress, and it sees I'm running an older version of Akismet, and it knows that its compatibility is 100% because 13 people who submitted responses all said it worked. So hopefully that's going to help reduce that fear that, you know, all your plugins are going to break when you install the new version. So we're hoping to have this out. I would hope for early December, but we'll see. Thanks.